Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone, I'm joined by Paddy Rangappa, General Manager of Pizza Hut Singapore. Paddy, it's lovely to have you back on the show.
It's lovely to be back, Clarissa. Thank you for having me.
It's amazing, but it's been a year since we last spoke. So just as a quick refresher for our listeners, when you were last on the show, we spoke of another initiative in collaboration with It's Raining Raincoats. This year, Pizza Hut partnered with them again to donate 1,100 large vegetarian pizzas to migrant workers for Deepavali. Could you tell us about this collaboration? Is this an ongoing thing with you?
Yes, and funnily enough, it started with an unhappy customer. I dare say, I like to say we don't have too many of those.
Okay.
So we do take it very seriously when someone is unhappy. And in this case, I got personally involved. And after I had mollified him and assured him of our future service, I offered him some free pizzas as a gesture of friendship and goodwill. Mm-hmm. And he said, why don't you donate them to this charity, It's Raining Raincoats, run by my friend Deepa Swaminathan. I said, sure, and I did. And then we just kept doing it time and again because it's such a good social cause that really fits very well with our CSR ethic.
It is a lovely cause. I think we've had It's Raining Raincoats on the show, and we've talked about their initiatives and their support for migrant workers, especially this year. It's been a very challenging time for them.
Exactly, yes. And that's why when Deepa this year contacted me about Deepavali, I just kind of almost jumped at the opportunity to be able to donate pizzas during Deepavali. And that's how this particular initiative of the 1,100 pizzas happened.
I'm going to assume delivering 1,100 pizzas is a bit of a logistical undertaking.
Well, it is, but not a very big one since, you know, making and delivering pizzas is what we do. But with our relatively large size and fairly robust operating systems, we simply divide and conquer. So on this occasion, we got around 20 of our dine-in stores to help. The manager and staff had to come in early to make the dough. And by the way, I must plug in that we make our dough fresh every day in every restaurant. And then we prepare the pizzas, and then our delivery people chimed in and delivered all the 1,100 pizzas. But Deepa helped us by asking for them in one single location. So on the whole, it was quite straightforward. And frankly, it was not made particularly more challenging by COVID-19 because we already had all the safety and health measures in place.
Right. Okay. Do you have any feedback from the individuals you sent the pizzas to? Did they enjoy them? Did they appreciate them?
Well, no, not directly, but knowing the taste of our own pizzas, I think I'm sure they did. And Deepa was pretty happy that we took this initiative. And I must also give a round of congratulations to her group of volunteers who then took the pizzas from the central location and distributed them all over Singapore.
Now that was a logistical undertaking.
Yes.
Indeed. So, yes, of course, she does deserve to be applauded. It is a wonderful initiative. It is not the only time, and I'm going to assume that we will have this conversation again about other collaborations with It's Raining Raincoats.
Yes, for sure. We've been involved with Raining Raincoats for the last 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And also with other such, you know, communities where we are able to help people in need with a small gesture of pizzas at the time of their celebration, be it Ramadan or be it community centers around Singapore with the more needy people. Mm-hmm. And we like to offer our pizzas whenever we can. We feel it's just a small gesture and a payback for, you know, what Singapore as a market has given us, the brand, for all these years.
Do you think that if you asked your customers, they would want to chip in and actually contribute to those pizzas and these initiatives as you go along?
Actually, that's a great question, Chris. And we actually, this also is a suggestion made by Deepa, and we're trying to work on a option within our website where customers can just simply choose to gift And this could be a gift to your daughter living, you know, at home and you're in the office, or it could be a gift to a charity. Mm-hmm. And we are in the process of doing this. Actually, we've got a kind of a rough version up already just a few days ago because we thought Christmas was a nice time to launch it. Mm-hmm. But we hope to make this, and actually the suggestion for this did come from Deep. And yes, I think our customers would like the opportunity to be able to donate something or to gift something to their friends and families.
Speaking as a customer of Pizza Hut, I would certainly do it if it was a festive period, even if it wasn't a family member or a friend, if it was to a community at large, be it Ramadan or Deepavali or Christmas, whoever. I'd happily donate pizzas to less fortunate or to orphanages or whatever. If you gave me a choice of charities, I certainly would.
So we're going to work even harder now. Now that you've said you are committed, I'm going to ensure we get this up and running quickly.
We're speaking with Paddy Rangappa, General Manager of Pizza Hut Singapore. Now, the 2020 has been quite a challenging year for the F&B sector as a whole. What has it been like for Pizza Hut?
Mixed, actually, to be honest. On the one hand, our dine-in business has been hit, with all of them forcing to close down during phase one of the circuit breaker, as you know, mm-hmm. and then being restricted in the number of seats of operation in phase two. But on the other hand, our delivery business has benefited a lot for the same reason, because customers have not been having the dine-in choice. So on the whole, we consider ourselves very fortunate that, one, we have a strong delivery business, and two, that we are a very trusted brand. So we could do relatively well during the crisis at a time when many businesses really suffered and several unfortunately had to close down. You know, so our hearts actually go out to all the people affected. And this actually makes us even more thankful and in the frame of mind to do our little bit like we do with It's Raining Raincoats.
You know, it's interesting. It's a question that has been formulating in my mind for a while, not just with the F&B sector, but with several sectors that has seen a change, a pivot to a more delivery-based business. If that is a permanent situation, you know, for consumers, have we changed the way we eat? Have we changed the way we shop? Is this permanent or is this a temporary reaction to COVID-19 and everything will go back to normal once, you know, the vaccines come online, for example? Do you think it's permanent for F&B?
So, Clarissa, I have to qualify that what I'm going to tell you is just an opinion because everybody, you know, this is, we don't really know what will happen post-COVID.
Sure.
But
sure.
I do think, in my opinion, things won't quite go back to where they were, mm-hmm. but they won't be quite so skewed to all delivery in the future. I think the balance will be struck where people would still want to go out, eat, and have some fun interacting physically, mm-hmm. but perhaps not to the same extent as before. And we will settle down at a level where there are still the segments of delivery, takeaway, and eat at home on your own, and dine-in. But perhaps the skew will be a little bit more towards delivery. But I'm very sanguine about our dine-in business, and I don't think it's doomed at all. In fact, just today we were talking to our restaurant managers and sharing our optimism for both the businesses in the future. So I think the balance will perhaps be a bit more towards delivery, but not completely. And I have every confidence that both our businesses and other F&Bs also will look up in the future.
Right. And now we are in the last festive period of 2020. Are you looking forward to Christmas?
Oh, yes. And a large reason for that is, you know, our customers are also looking forward to it. December has always been a very busy month for us. And this year we expect our customers to be particularly festive, in a festive mood after so many months of kind of forced lockdown.
So what kind of promotions can you share with us for Christmas with Pizza Hut?
Okay, so to help, you know, make Pizza Hut a fun destination in this month, we have introduced a new Super Pan Pizza, which is an elevated version of our beloved pan pizza. And the other thing I'd like to say is our brand positioning for Pizza Hut in Singapore is based on a very simple truth, that life has become so complex that people are looking for simple pleasures more than ever. And if you look at it, there's nothing more simply pleasurable as a pizza, a treat that people start loving as kids and usually never stop. And during Christmas, people feel the complexity and stress of choosing appropriate gifts for their near and dear. So in line with our overall brand proposition, our Christmas pizza, we are marketing under the playful idea of gifting made simple. Now, we don't really expect people to gift each other a pizza instead of their regular gift for Christmas. But if they do, why not? No one's going to object to getting a delicious pizza as a gift.
No, not at all. In fact, edibles have become quite a standard gift among friends. Yeah. Why not a pizza?
Exactly, yes.
We talked about this before, about Pizza Hut Singapore's deep commitment, your deep commitment to diversity and inclusion. Could you tell us more about those efforts since our last conversation and perhaps highlight some initiatives you have implemented?
Yeah, so the initiative that we are most proud of, and which I did talk last time, but I do want to repeat, is giving an opportunity for people with special needs. We have a long-standing partnership with APSN, that's the Association of People with Special Needs in Singapore, to train and absorb their students into our workforce. And I'm happy to report that we have 51 of such special people employed in our restaurants today. So in addition to that, we have a very balanced, diverse organization. So if you look at gender, we have a 51-49% split between men and women. And in the 8-member Pizza Hut leadership team, 5 are women, 3 are men. One of them is me. And we are also balanced by age, but we are perhaps skewed a bit young, 64% of our workforce being below 30 years. So I think we are a pretty diverse organization, and we go out of our way to recruit in the same way. And as I said, you know, we particularly want to recruit more people with special needs, and that has been a little difficult this year with APSN, but we've kind of just had a meeting, and we've, now that the restrictions have lifted, we're going to be expecting more of their graduates to train them and offer internships as well as permanent employment.
The conversation with hiring people with special needs, you know, people with disabilities, is a very new one for Singapore. There's a lot of companies who are exploring it but haven't started doing that. Have you any advice for them?
Well, I would say just embrace it wholeheartedly, because it's not just the right thing to do from a societal standpoint. It's actually a very good initiative for the business. And I say it for two reasons. One, I think today's customers, especially the millennials, you know, they have many great qualities, the younger people today. And one of them is that they evaluate companies not just by what those companies offer to them, but also as what the companies are doing for society at large. So when, for example, when they encounter a person with special needs serving them, their faces just light up. They appreciate the company that's offering such employment. And the second benefit really is that these people actually do a bloody good job. And, you know, the couple of qualities they have is they're very reliable. I mean, once they learn a task, they do it. You can depend on them 100%, and they always come to work on time. There is no absenteeism. So their work ethic is actually very... I mean, this is our experience in Pizza Hut, and I can only say that it's been a very, very positive experience. So it's not just the right thing to do. It just, to us, seems to make business sense too.
That is a fantastic endorsement. And if anyone is on the fence about it, I think you've just nudged them over that fence.
I hope so.
What is your wish for 2021?
That's an easy question. I just wish for a relatively normal year after a very difficult, even traumatic 2020. You know, with people back in their jobs, doing the things they love. And for us, that's making and selling what we believe are the world's best pizzas.
You know, it's funny because you said your Christmas promotion is like you've sort of, you've tweaked a very beloved pizza. But I was wondering, what more toppings could you put on it? It's so loaded already.
Yeah, so this time we've just gone even more generous on the cheese. So the super pan has even more cheese in the crust. And then on top of that, just in case you've not had enough, we sprinkle some cheese.
Okay, I have got to try this cheese-laden, everything else on top pizza. This has been a very, very fun conversation, Paddy. We've been speaking to Paddy Rangapa, General Manager of Pizza Hut Singapore. Lovely to have you on the show again. I suspect we're going to have you on the show again in the future, so we can get a report card on some of these initiatives that we talked about today.
I look forward to it. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for coming back. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.